Elven Quest by Anil Gupta and Richard Pinto.
And so it came to pass in the third age of Lower Earth that the questers did seek the sword of Asnagar again. And they did find themselves at the Caves of Peril, confronting evil trolls who were terrorizing the kingdom of Premenstrua. And its beautiful but wildly unpredictable queen, Eleanor.
My fellow questers, at any moment now, the troll leader will emerge and give his response to our ultimatum.
Do you think there's any chance they'll surrender?
Oh, don't count on it.
Ah, why not?
Trolls may be pig-headed, ignorant, swamp-dwellers human, but we do have one thing in common.
Is it the smell?
Like us dwarves, they will never surrender.
Oh, speak for yourself.
Look, here he comes now.
He's weird looking, isn't he? All small and fluffy. Looks a bit like that labradoodle I had a thing with back when I was a dog.
What labradoodle?
Or was she a cockapoo? I was never sure.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you remember Sam from next door. You didn't know this, but on sunny days, her owners tied her up outside, and I'd slip through the gap in the fence and get busy.
Busy?
Yeah, you know, jiggy, sexy time, making sweet, sweet love. I was all over her. She never said much, but she was game for anything.
Yeah, next door didn't have a dog. That was a bath mat on a dryer.
Well, that explains a lot.
Someone should find out what the troll has to say.
Absolutely. Penthesilea is right.
Vidar, you are our leader.
Yes.
So?
You think I should choose who it is?
I think it should be you.
Right. Yes. Of course. Here I go, then. Oh, troll leader, do you accept our terms for your surrender? Righto.
Well.
Does anyone speak, troll?
I do, my lord. They say they will fight on. They fight to win. They fight down to the last drop of evil troll blight.
That's a no, then. What's wrong with them?
Have you never been attacked by trolls before, Sam?
Funnily enough, I have. After I wrote my last book, Warlock World, The Final Reckoning.
Oh, yes. They really went for you after that one, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Vicious, they were. Absolutely merciless.
Oh, Sam, were you hurt?
I was, actually. They said some really horrible things. You see, in my world, trolls are different from here. Our trolls are pathetic losers who get their kicks hurling vile insults at people they hardly know. Nothing like your trolls at all.
Hang on, the troll leader is speaking again.
Apparently, my lord, you are a lanky streak of buck-buck with a face like a poo sack and a tiny peeny gob.
So, not so different after all.
Then it seems we have no choice. We have made a promise to Queen Eleanor, and on my oath, this must end one way or another.
Aye, the princess is right.
You don't mean...
I'm afraid so, chosen one.
I see. Sorry, what do you mean? Only I hadn't quite finished my sentence.
She means to the death, of course.
I thought she might.
Perhaps, chosen one, it would be better if you stayed behind. You are, after all, the chosen one, and only you can wield the sword of Asnagar and defeat the forces of evil in the ultimate battle.
After all we've been through together? No way. Where you go, I go. We are a gang, a band of brothers, the questers. We will never be parted. We live together and we die together.
I don't mind staying behind.
Then, Dean?
Yes, my lord?
On my command, unleash hell.
Aye, my lord.
Yeah, my lord?
Oh, sorry. Go!
Ashnag Doom. Ashnag Im. Bagrong. Usha.
My lord, darkness.
Glob.
Forgive me for interrupting thy incantations, but I bring momentous news.
Oh, that's all right, creature. I was only doing the shopping list. I like to use the old black tongue of the Shadowlands just to keep my hand in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's see. That's Ashnag Do, Ashnag Gim, Bagronk, Usha, Glob. Yeah, I think that's everything.
Do you want me to check it, see if you've left anything off?
Creech, I am Lord Darkness. All-powerful, all-knowing, infallible. I have the mightiest mind in all Lower Earth. I think I can manage a shopping list.
Yes. Oh, what about milk?
Oh, Sean Bond. Yes.
You see, it's quite understandable, Lord. You've got such a lot on your plate, what with the forces of good straining to break free of your despicable yoke.
Oh, eggs.
Yep. Yes, yes. You see, you can't remember everything. Perhaps what you need is some kind of executive personal assistant.
What?
You know, someone to keep on top of all your day-to-day chores, coordinate your diary, deal with the correspondence, that kind of thing.
Absolutely not. I don't need one of those, and if I did, it certainly wouldn't be you. I'm Lord Darkness. I have minions and underlings, maybe the odd henchman. That's it.
But, Lord...
Tell me what this momentous news is. Come on, I'm very busy.
Oh, yes, I have momentous news. Yes, right. Sire, that which you have been seeking for so long has at last been discovered.
Ooh, oh, you mean...
Yes, Lord.
You found my other black sword.
No, Lord. The Sword of Asnagar.
Oh, yes, the Sword of Asnagar. Oh, this is indeed a moment to save a creature. Long have I toiled in vain to find the sword that is my destiny. Yeah, how came you upon it, wretched minion?
Queen Eleanor found it deep in the caves of Unfinding. And then she
found it in the caves of Unfinding.
Yes. Problem?
Yeah, that's fine, carry on.
And then I was told of its whereabouts by the Sage of Rachnar. She has an all-seeing eye with which she sees all and has seen all for 1,000 millennia.
No shame we're only just hearing about this eye now, isn't it? Yeah. Would have saved an awful lot of to-ing and fro-ing if I'd known about her a bit earlier.
Well, perhaps if you had an executive assistant to help you...
Leave it, Creech. Sword of Asnagar is within our grasp.
Of course.
Once we have wrested it from Queen Eleanor, the fate of the world will be sealed.
Brilliant!
Then I shall crush Lord Vidar like an insect.
Kick him up the bum.
Then I shall kick them all up the bum.
Oh, I can't wait, you meanness.
But wait.
Yes, hold on, what is it?
If the sage has revealed the sword's whereabouts, ere long our enemies will also learn of it.
You're right, O source of all earthly wretchedness.
Then there is not a minute to lose.
There is not a minute to lose.
No.
Not even for a quick trip to the loo, because I'm really...
No, we ride at once.
It's fine, I'll hold it in.
You hold it in, for we have a date with destiny.
Yes.
The time...
What about you? Have you been...
Creech.
Yes, sorry. Sorry, Lord, just in case you hadn't thought of it now that you've got so much else going on...
For the last time, Creech, I don't need a personal assistant. Assemble the massed armies of evil, and I will open the gates of doom that enclose our dread castle, so we may ride forth to bring death and destruction to... Oh.
What is it?
Don't suppose you know what I've done with the key.
Lord Vidar, you have defeated the evil trolls and saved our kingdom. How can we ever thank you?
Oh, it was nothing. Any other passing band of incredibly brave and yet noble warriors would have done the same.
There must be some way we can express our gratitude. A feast in your honor?
It's really not necessary.
Something from the royal treasury?
You are very kind, but no.
It is our custom for the queen to offer herself to her champion for a night of unbridled pleasure.
Really, we can't...
No, well, let's not be too, eh? We don't want to seem rude.
We cannot accept any prize or bounty. We are the questers, and we do not seek out personal fame or glory. Defeating evil is reward enough.
Well said, my lady.
Oh, bloody marvellous.
As you wish, but I can promise you that your great deeds will never be forgotten. For all eternity, my people will recount how the mighty Lord Vidar, tall, brave and handsome, did defeat the evil trolls with 3 swipes of his mighty sword. And men will wish they could be like Vida, and mothers shall name their sons Vida, and Vida shall be the name
that... just Vida, you know. The rest of us were there too.
Oh, of course, I'm sure the midget Jean helped a little.
I am a dwarf.
You're a midget.
And his name is Dean, and he didn't just help. If anything, he did most of the troll killing, along with me.
I thought it wasn't about the glory.
It's not.
Yeah, sounds like it is.
I don't care about the glory. But if the story is going to be told, it should at least be accurate.
Yes, the plain girl is right. I want the whole story.
If only there was some way of writing it all down so that the truth would be preserved.
Perhaps we could write it all down, my lord.
Brilliant. Well done, Jean. Dean.
Of course, a chronicle of your epic quest. It can be called the Chronicle of the Questers, and it'll make the perfect birthday present.
Who for?
Me, of course. I'm having a big party with loads of guests.
Vida.
What?
We haven't got time for this.
Yes, right. Oh, great and beautiful Queen Eleanor, much as we would love to stay for your birthday, alas, the object of our noble quest does call us, and we cannot rest until the Sword of Asnagar is placed in the hands of the Chosen One.
Which is me, in case you were wondering.
So, we really do have to be on our way.
Oh, but I've got the Sword of Asnagar.
What?
Yes! We found it the other day.
Well, that's marvellous news. If you hand it over, then our quest is at an end, and the forces of good can finally triumph over evil for all eternity.
Hmm.
Your Majesty.
Well, I thought what might be nice is if I gave it to whoever gives me the best birthday present. Don't worry, the Chronicle of the Quest will definitely be better than anything anyone else will bring. So it's drinks and nibbles from 12.
What if it's not finished?
I'll have you all killed!
Try and think when you last had them, Lord.
Well, I came in, I put my cloak over the throne, and I went back downstairs.
As quick as you can, Lord, everyone's waiting.
Don't rush me, wait a minute, we don't need the keys. I'll open the gates using the magic phrase.
Oh, I didn't realise you could do that.
Of course I can. There's a secret magic password that opens all the gates of the castle.
Ah.
You see, Crete, I'm Lord Darkness, master of the black arts, and grand high necromancer.
Yes.
I don't need to worry about anything as prosaic as losing my keys.
Oh, no. So, what's the password?
I remember.
Well, did you write it down somewhere?
Right, it wouldn't be a secret then, would it? A secret password's not much use if it's not secret.
It's pretty useless now.
Are you going to help, or are you just going to snip?
Is it open sesame?
No.
Simsalabim?
No.
Password?
No.
1234?
No.
Mr. Tiggles?
What?
I just thought you might have chosen something easy to remember, like the name of your family pet, or your mother's maiden name. If it was me, it would be really easy, because our family pet was my mother.
Well, I did. I don't think I did that. Oh, this is ridiculous. Me, the Prince of Evil, stuck in his own sodding castle, while Vidar and his band of halfwits make off with the Sword of Asnagar.
Well, perhaps if you had an executive personal assistant, Lord, they might be able to help
you. Okay, fine. I hereby appoint you to be my new personal...
Executive
personal assistant. Happy now?
Yes, Lord.
Right. So, where are the bloody keys?
Have you checked your pockets?
Well, of course I've checked my pockets, Crete. I'm not a total imbecile. Right, let's go!
Come, questers. Time is of the essence. Who is going to write the chronicle of our quest?
Some poor sucker. A whole book by tomorrow? That's a hell of a deadline.
If only one amongst us was a writer by trade.
Sam, you're a writer!
No.
You are!
I'm not doing it.
Oh, come on, Sam, why not?
What if she doesn't like it? I can't work under that kind of pressure.
Typical. My Auntie Morag's got more balls than him, and she's only got the one.
But Sam, this is your chance to have a proper role at last.
What do you mean?
Well, Vidar is our leader, Dean and I are warriors, Amos is the chosen one, and you've always been a bit of a spare part.
Oh, that is lovely.
Well, not in a bad way, Sam. Just that you've always been a bit useless.
A third thing.
Surplus to requirements.
A complete waste of space.
Okay, fine. All right, I'll do it.
Yay!
Hey! Oh, it's going to be great. Soon all of Lower Earth will be able to read of our great deeds and see how our loyalty and brotherhood has allowed us to triumph over the forces of nastiness.
Hooray!
Do you remember the time my brilliant plan helped us defeat the terrible three-headed witch of Insomnia?
Hey, my lord. She had four heads, though, did she not?
Your plan? It was my plan.
I don't think so.
Yes?
It was definitely four heads and 12 cats.
I don't remember that.
Well, I definitely killed all the cats.
You weren't even there.
No, and she was four cats.
The point is that it was my plan.
I definitely was there.
And I don't sit up and down
the
stairs. What are you doing?
Writing it down.
Us arguing with each other.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I get it all right.
No, stop. Don't do that.
What?
Don't write that. It'll make us look bad.
Aye, what will people think if they read about the mighty Questers bickering like bairns?
Oh, so you don't want me to include that bit?
No.
What about you telling me not to include that bit?
Not that bit either.
Okay, I was just checking, all right? But everything else?
Yes.
I don't like to say anything now in case I come across as stupid.
If I might just have a couple of minutes.
Yes, what is it, Creature?
Just need to go through your diary for next week. Now, I've rescheduled your 10:30 on Monday and moved it to later in the week. Lunch meeting on Tuesday, I booked the horn and pitchfork because I think you said you liked it last time.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, do you think we could just do the rest of this later, can we please? We are on the verge of claiming the Sword of Asnagar and preventing the ultimate triumph of good over evil, you see.
Okay, Lord. I'm just trying to keep on top of things as your executive personal assistant.
Yes, I understand. By the way, Creature, you look different somehow.
Oh, really, Lord? Yeah. Is it my hair? I thought I'd do a plait with the stuff on my back.
Yeah, no. It's not that. No.
Is it my corrective eyeglasses? I changed the frames. I thought these were a bit more professional.
Yeah, very nice, yes. But no, not that.
The frilly blouse and the pencil skirt?
That's it.
Well, I hope you don't mind, Lord. Yeah, the skirt's a bit shorter than I thought it would be, but, well, if you've got the legs.
Well, yes. And three of yours are very nice.
Oh, you are awful. Maybe I should undo a couple of buttons.
Oh, saucy.
Okay, now, I booked you in for an evil eye test, and that will...
How is Sam doing?
He's over there in the corner, beavering away.
What's he using to write with?
I fashioned him a quill from a Grumblecock tail feather.
You are handy with a gramble cock, Dean.
I put a plump gramble cock in my hand and I'm a happy man.
Yes, and I made up a black sticky paste for him to use as ink.
Oh, well done, chosen one. What did you use?
I'd rather not say.
I have to admit, I am quite looking forward to reading the Chronicle of the Questers.
Me too.
What about you, Dean?
I'm no bothered. If the humans evolved, then no good will come of it.
Aren't you even a bit curious?
Oh, my lady, I have no need to see it written down. I've lived the quest. I carry the story in my heart, in my bones, and in the scars of battle upon my body.
And you can't read?
That too.
Sam.
What are you doing?
Writing.
Is it the Chronicle?
Well, it's not a letter to Santa.
Right. So what is it?
It's the Chronicle.
Oh!
Can we see?
Well, it's not finished, so...
We don't mind.
No, it's exciting. How can you remember everything that's happened?
Well, I've been jotting down notes as we go along. It's an old writer's habit.
Yes, that's a very good idea. I do a similar thing, like keeping a diary.
You write things down?
No, I keep it on a memory stick.
You keep your diary on a portable USB device?
What? No, I use a memory stick. A stick that helps me remember things. I carry this stick around with me, and whenever something happens that I want to remember, I give it a little bite. Look, see? All the marks help to summon up the memories.
Does it work?
Oh, yes.
What's that one, then?
Oh, now, that is a good one. I gave it a right good gnawing for that one. Now, let me think now. Yes. No, we were on the edge of some dark woods. Oh, and it was raining, and we were all covered in mud. I remember it like it was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
There you are, then.
I think I'll stick to pen and paper, or quill and parchment.
You're very good with a quill, Sam. Very elegant.
Thank you. Yeah, it's not too bad, actually, once you get used to it, although the ink smells a bit funny.
Yes, the thing about the ink...
And it keeps drying out, so I have to keep licking the nib. Like that. Sorry, what were you saying, Amos?
Nothing. Well, I don't know why you're all making such a fuss. It's only making marks on paper.
Well, I, for one, am very impressed, Sam.
Oh, thank you, Vidav.
Writing is so hard. People don't realise...
Exactly.
I mean, I tried writing something once, and it was absolutely impossible.
Really?
The quill pen kept sticking me in the eye.
Right.
I couldn't keep the paper straight, and then I spilled the ink all down my tunic.
Let's see what you've done so far.
Don't worry, I've put all the important stuff in.
Hang on. I'm not in this at all.
Nor am I.
Yeah, I can't see my name either.
You've just written about what you've been doing.
Yep, all the important stuff.
Oh, I knew it. Young Sam's no more a writer than my Auntie Morag, who's not a writer.
This is ridiculous. You've made yourself the main character.
Look, it's not like I've left you out completely. You turn up at the end of the chapter. There, you see? That's where I first met you.
A motley trio looking like refugees from a comic book convention.
Motley?
Sounds good.
Oh, I knew it. The human has sullied the good name of the questers and turned our heroic search into a pathetic litany of petty point scoring and self-justification.
That's just the first chapter.
I thought you were writing a historical document, Sam.
Hey, you wanted me to write the Chronicle. I didn't want to, but you said it's the only way to get the Sword of Asnagar. If you think you can do any better, be my guest.
Fine, we will.
What?
Yes, I shall write my version, the real version.
Quite right, and I too shall write a version also.
You?
Yes, Sam, me. I was top of my class in storytelling.
You had a private tutor.
Yes, and now pass me the quill.
Here you go.
Thank you. Oh, right in the eye.
Right, I'm going to do my version as well.
You can't even read.
There are means other than pen and paper to preserve history, human. For example, I've always been a great fan of the oral tradition.
Now, that doesn't surprise me.
I shall compose my version of the quest in the form of an epic song to sing to the Queen.
Hey. Maybe I'll get my memory stick out as well. Then we can all do one, eh, Sam?
What are you all doing? We've got to get this right, or we're all going to die.
And what makes you think we can't do just as good a job as you?
Let me see, it was on the first of Monday we did first set out to go. Thank you for the yap and the higgity plug.
Oh, that's the other eye.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Thank you all so much for these wonderful presents. They're all so lovely. Now, Lord Vidar, come forward.
Hello there.
Have you got it?
Sort of.
Not so fast, Vidar.
Lord Darkness!
Yeah, that's right. And just in the nick of time.
What's going on?
Oh, Queen Eleanor.
Please, Lord, allow me. Well, I am your executive personal assistant.
All right, go on then, go on.
Thank you. Her Royal Highness Queen Eleanor of Premenstrua?
Yes.
His nastiness, Lord Darkness, requests an audience with you. Are you willing to receive him?
Yes. Lord Darkness,
Hold, please. Lord Darkness, I have Queen Eleanor for you. Please.
Yeah, don't overdo it, Creech. Come on.
Lord Darkness, I had heard that you would be here at dawn. What kept you?
What kept us? Well, my lady, I and my mighty army have ridden 100 leagues and more, and the way is hard, and the weather...
And we couldn't find the keys.
We couldn't find the keys.
Oh, that is annoying. Anyway, you're here now.
Indeed we are, Majesty, and we have come for the Sword of Asnagar.
I see. Yeah. And what have you got me? Sorry? What present have you bought for me?
Not sure I understand.
I said I would give the Sword of Asnagar to whoever gave me the best present. So, what have you brought me?
What have we brought? What have we brought? What have we brought, Creech?
The thing is, Lord, I didn't know it was her birthday.
Oh, I didn't see. So while you were busy coordinating my diary and streamlining my appointments, you forgot the one thing that would have ensured the ultimate triumph of evil over God.
Yes, Lord. Am I fired?
If by fire you mean, am I going to have you hauled over burning coals whilst red-hot pokers are shoved into your caves of unfinding? Yes, you are.
Right, well, in that case, that just leaves the questers. Have you got my book?
Yes, right. I have got something.
Oh, goody!
Here it is. As you can see, it says, The Chronicle of the Questers. There, in swirly writing, and then underneath that, By Vidar. And I've done a really big V with all curly bits coming off it.
Is that it?
Yeah. Yes. I did start another page, but I spilt the ink on it, so
That's no good. You, plain girl. What have you got?
Well, the thing is, I was about to write it, but then I noticed that some of my arrows needed new flights. And then I thought, well, I might as well do the points as well.
So you haven't done it?
No.
And I thought that unattractive girls were always the sporty ones.
You know what, Your Majesty? I have used the ancient dwarvish tradition to compose the saga in the form of a song. Oh, 'twas on the first of Monday we did first set out to go with a yip and a nap and a higgity flap and a wibbity wobbity wo. Oh, dear.
No! None of you have given me what I wanted. Guards!
Your Majesty, if I may.
Oh, I suppose.
I have here a 1,000-page volume entitled The Chronicle of the Questers.
Oh, great. The human's going to have his Sam-scented version after all.
On the contrary, Dean, read the first page.
Oh, very funny.
Oh, yes, someone else read the first page.
The Chronicle of the Questers is the story of the noble elf Lord Vidar, the brave Princess Penthesilea and the fearless dwarf Dean, and their quest to place the Sword of Asnagar into the hands of Amos the Chosen One.
Sam, you're not even mentioned.
It's not really about me. As you can see, Your Majesty, it's handwritten on parchment and bound in finest calfskin.
Well done, Sam.
Thank you. I hope Your Majesty is pleased.
No.
What? I'm sorry?
I've gone off the idea of a book. I fancy something different.
But you said that...
I've changed my mind.
I can't believe this. I spent all night on that.
Who would have thought that the Queen of Premenstrua could be so fickle?
But we haven't got anything else.
What's that?
Oh, that's my stick.
What's it for?
It's a memory stick. When you want to remember something, you have a bit of a gnaw on it. A bit like that.
I love it!
Okay!
Hooray!
So could we have the sword, please?
Ah, I'm afraid I must disappoint you. The Sword of Asnagar is not here. I used it as a lure to test your comradeship and togetherness.
So you mean that was all for nothing?
Not for nothing, human. For you have learned that to reach your goal, you must put aside your pride and work for the common good, not the glory of the individual. You have passed my test.
Hurrah!
What do you mean, hurrah? We've just lost the Sword of Asnagar.
I know, Sam, but I've never passed a test before. Onwards, questers, for somewhere else, the Sword of Asnagar awaits.